Kimberly Starr's son, Tom, died by suicide when he was in high school. Starr's life purpose changed after that moment.
We needed to use Tom's death as an opportunity to educate people, particularly about the signs of suicide ideation and depression, and how to recognize them.
Starr helps communities with suicide prevention. She wrote a book about her experiences and founded Starr Bright Suicide Prevention Presentations, which includes practical information to help people.
How the way we talk about mental illness and suicide impacts the way people then perceive those acts. And so there's specific language to use and to not use around mental illness and suicide.
The most common example is the term committed suicide. That phrase has a tone of judgment and religious history, like committing a sin or committing a crime. Instead, saying died by suicide removes stigmatization, says Starr. Also, Starr says, using phrases like he's driving me crazy or that's insane is language that is harmful for people with mental illness. All chronic illnesses should be talked about in the same way, supportive to healing and not negative language, whether it's depression or diabetes. Karen Hayes is the Community Health Investment Manager for Providence at Catholic Hospital. They offer a number of classes, including one called Question, Persuade, Refer.
When you get trained in QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer, you'll learn to recognize the warning signs of suicide, learn how to offer hope, and know how to help and save a life by connecting people to help connecting them to resources.
Some warnings include a person expressing suicidal thoughts or harming themselves, changes in behavior, or giving away valuables. Learning what to say and do is important for loved ones experiencing a crisis. Taking classes to learn about mental health response and staying current on the latest information is valuable to the community.
We also collaborate with Chaplaincy Healthcare and are offering Understanding Grief and Compassion Fatigue, and that's being offered virtually.
Classes are free and part of the hospital's health improvement plan. They offer mental health first aid for adults, youth mental health, and have a library of resources. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.